Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Zayin, the last daf of the first perek of Maseches Mi'ila, and we are up to Daf Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page, Itmar. Just we actually got a little past that, but we'll start again from there, from Itmar, four lines from the bottom of the page. Just again to remind us what we've been discussing, Zrika is a critical component, is a critical time, a critical action in the world of Mi'ila. Once you do the Zrika Saddam, in the world of Kachim Kalim, Zrika begins Mi'ila. It allows Mi'ila to take effect, the Isra Mi'ila to take effect on Kachim Kalim. Prior to the Zrika, there's no Mi'ila. You do Zrika, now there is Mi'ila. By Kachim Kachim, it has the reverse effect. Kachim Kachim is subject to Mi'ila prior to Zrika. Once you do the Zrika, by the Kachim Kachim, it's Motzi Mide Mi'ila. It takes the Basar Kachim Kachim and makes it no longer subject to Mi'ila. So our Mishnah discussed the following case. What if you have Basar Kachim Kachim that was already Pasul B'Yotze, that the Basar went outside of the Azara and therefore was Patzel? And then you do a Zrika Saddam. At that point, you do a Zrika. We know that Zrika is not going to be Matir the Basar Ba'achila because the Basar was already Yotze. But is that Zrika at least going to be able to affect the Mi'ila status of the Kachim Kachim? Will it take away the Isra Mi'ila from the Basar? We know that it doesn't work for to make the Basar Mutar B'Achila because the Basar anyway is Asr. But will it at least take away the Isra Mi'ila from the Basar? So we had two opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar said, Mo'al and Bo, no, it's still subject to Mi'ila. The Zrika was invalid. It was a Zrika on Basar that was Yotze. Whereas Rabbi Akiva would say, no, the Zrika was invalid in terms of being Machshir, the Basar B'Achila, but it's valid in terms of what it does for Mi'ila. It will take away the Mi'ila status from the Basar. So four lines from the bottom, Itmar. Om Rabbi Yochanan ki Omar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mo Elis Liyotze Sheyatzu Miktsaso. When does Rabbi Akiva say that the Zrika is going to take away the Mi'ila status of the Basar, even when the Basar was Yotze? That's only if some of the Basar was Yotze. Aval Yotze Kula Lo Omar Rabbi Akiva. But if all of the Basar was Yotze, if all of the Basar became possible Yotze, so there's nothing on which that Zrika is going to be Matir. There's nothing that there's no chelik of the Basar that Zrika is going to be Matir. Memeli, even Rabbi Akiva would say we consider that Zrika an invalid Zrika, and therefore it's not going to have any effect in the world of Mi'ila either. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan within the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei Ravasi the Rabbi Yochanan, Ravasi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Kavar Limduni Chaverai Shabbat Gola, my chaverim in Golos already taught me mechashvin ala avud ve'ala saruf, that if a person has a machshava on that, a machshavas pigle on meat that was already lost or that was already burned, it counts as a machsheves pigel. It still counts as a violation of pigel. Now, when does pigel take effect? Pigel doesn't take effect when you first have the machsheva. It's only at the shas zrika that something finally becomes determined to be pigel. Because after all, pigel is, in order for something to be pigel, you need not only to have a machsheva of chutzlos mano, you need karav hamatzir k'mitzvaso. That's only determined once you get through all of the avodos. So it's only at the shas zrika that pigel is finally decided. And yet we say that pigel can take effect on meat that is avud or saruf, on a karban that is lost or that is burnt. Lost and burnt things are not in the world anymore. And apparently this zrika is going to work even for things. It's going to be effective. It's going to mean something even for things that are no longer in the world. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Akiva would hold, if all of the meat was Yotze, it was possible to Yotze, that the zrika is not going to mean anything? It's not going to have any mi'ila effect on the meat, because the meat is all pasul anyway. Even if the meat didn't exist, the Zrika should mean something. Zrika Saddam works even for things that are avud and saruv, even if they don't exist at all, let alone that they exist and they're just pasul biyotze. So that is Rav Asi's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How could you be mechadish within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that the whole statement of Rabbi Akiva is only when it partially was Yotze, but if it was kula Yotze, if it was entirely Yotze, even Rabbi Akiva would be moda that the Zrika accomplishes nothing? We see that Rabbi Akiva, we see that we hold, that Rabbi Yochanan holds at least, that even if the item doesn't exist at all, the Zrika is going to work. And if you look at Tosos on the bottom bottom of Vavam Beis, Amli Ravasar Byokin Kwalam Duni Khaveri Mikhashna Lovel Sarf, im Avda Khatsya Zevach, O Nisrafa, let's say part of the carbon is lost or burnt. Vuzorikas Adam Al Manas, Lechl Kazayas Miosuchelik Shaavan Onisraf, you have a machshava about that part that was lost or burnt. You have a machshavas pigle to eat chutzlizmano, the part that was lost or burnt. Machshavasamo elis lukva pigle bishara basar shibe'en. The machshava is going to work on the rest of the meat that's still here, meaning obviously it has to be that only part of it is lost or burnt, because if all of it were lost or burnt, l'may nafkamina that it's pigle. Pigle is an issa that means that if you eat the carbon that's pigle, you're chayiv kares. But if the whole thing was lost or burnt, so you're not eating anything. So obviously we're talking about that part of it was lost or burnt, and that's what you had the machsheves pigle on. Now the entire animal, the entire carbon has a din of pigle. If you eat the rest of it, the part that wasn't lost or burnt, you're going to be chayiv kares. Va'avad v'sarv, so tells us over here, is working as a mefarish. She's explaining the Gemara's kasha. Va'avad v'sarv, the lesson who, but avad and saruf is no longer in the world. Siyuma de kushi, it is the end of the kasha. Dasha'inu klal ba'olam ka'amar de machshavaso machshava lefagel. Even though it doesn't exist, it's completely destroyed. Still, the machshava on that which is completely destroyed is going to create pigul. V'imkeinachinami gabayatsu kulo amay lo mahan yizrika. So when the entire meat of the animal was yotze, was possibly yotze, why should the zrika not be effective? A zrika is even effective on that which is avad saruf. So rather, we must say that Rabbi Kiva, against Rabbi Yochanan's initial statement, that Rabbi Kiva holds his shita that the zrika is going to work for Mi'ila even when the entire animal was yotzei chutzal mechitzaso. So now the Gemara goes weiter. The Tosus continues to be mefarish, but we have to see the Gemara first. So the Gemara goes weiter. Umiyom Ravasi hachi. Wait a second. Does Ravasi really say this? Now, there are two ways to read this. We'll see and tell us in a second. But okay, let's read it. Miyam Ravasi Hachi, Abay Minei Ravasi Mirabi Yochanan, Chishev L'Nishpachin, L'Machar Mahu. Ravasi asked Rabbi Yochanan, what about the following case? A person has a machshava about blood that's spilled, that he wants to be zorekit L'Machar, that he wants to be zorekit the next day. So we're talking about that at the Shas Halacha, while he's bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, yeah, and some of the blood spilled out of the cup, and he has the rest of the blood in the cup, he has a machshava to be zorek the dam lemachar, to be zorek the dam chutz lizmano, which is a machshava's pigle. Even though pigle is only when you have a machshava for achila chutz lizmano, achila could mean zrika also, because achila means either achila of the person or achila of the mizbeach. So the zrika is considered the achila of the mizbeach. So this is considered a machshava's pigle. So he's being molech the cup, he spilled some of it, and he has a machshava on the part that spilled, the part that he has in his hand, so he's going to be zorek right now. But he has a machshava that the part that spilled, he's going to gather up and be zorek lemachar. So, what are the two tzadim to the shayla? So, Tosos over here on the top, Tosos toward the end, explains the two tzadim to the shayla. Nir l'rida kabay b'mechashiv b'shas halacha al menas lizro kadam shenishbach minakli l'machar. Ditnan b'zvachim nishbach al aritzba v'asvu pasul minakli v'asvu kasher. So, if it falls from the kli, and you gather it together, you can still use it for zrika. That's the key over here. So, mir minan hachazi dim yirtzi asfenu vizrkenu. Do we say, well, he's having machshava on blood that is ro'i for zrika, because you could always gather the blood together and still throw it, still be zorek. Or do we say, nah, you don't have a requirement to gather that blood together. As long as you still got blood left in the cup, there's no requirement to gather that blood up. And since there's no requirement to gather that blood up, we view that blood as if it's halich li'ibud. So any machshava you have on something that's halich li'ibud is worthless. It's not going to matter any at all. So he asked this shayla. So what's the status when you have a machshava on the blood that already spilled? So Amalei Rabbi Zeiru kvar shanis lanu alal. You already taught us about the alal. What's the alal? It's a certain vein in the neck of the animal that is not really normally eaten, but it could theoretically be eaten. So in the case of alal, what if you have a machshava to be ochel the alal? Zmano. So what do we say? Sa'alma hayalal, kibin the less be mashasha, lo kibel tuma. This alal, since it doesn't have any mamashus, so it's lo kibel tuma is probably not the, Tosus points out, is not the perfect quote over here. What we mean to say is that you're not chayiv on the mishum pigul. That the alal, that since it doesn't have mashasha, meaning it's something that normally would be thrown out, would not be eaten, so machsheves pigul is not going to take effect on the alal. So hani nishpachin nami kiven deli ibur azli. So that which is meant to be spilled out, also since it's meant to go the ibud, lo mahanya buhu machshava. A machshava shouldn't work for it. Meaning machshava shouldn't work on something that's about that's destined to just be lost. So wait a second. What did we just say now? That any time you have a machshava on that which is destined to be destroyed or lost or not used, that's not considered a machshava's pigle, right? Well, wait a second. We just said mechashvin ala avod v'alasaruf. The Ravasi himself said that you can, that a machshava's pigle does work on that which is already lost, already destroyed, already burned. What do you mean? How could you have a machshava on the avod v'saruf if we just said the things that are even just destined to be avod v'saruf? A machshava's pigul is not going to help. So Amar Rava Ema al ha'omed li'ibud, al ha'omed li'saruf. Now what you need to say is that a machshava is going to help on that which is omed li'ibud, that which is omed li'saruf, not on that which is already avod v'saruf, but rather in that which is destined to be avod v'saruf. If you look at Tosas Dibra Maskel Ella in the last skinny line, Amar Rava Ema al ha'omed li'ibud klomar. Hadaka amar mechashrin al ibud lav ba avud kvar ka amar el ba omid li ibud. When we say that you have a machsheves pigul on that which is avud, it doesn't mean that which is already avud. It means that which is omid li ibud. Kigon she mechashiv b'shas kabbalah al davar ha omid li sarif li avid kodem zrika. You have a machsheva during the kabbalah that you're going to be ochel chutz lizmano, something that is omid li ibud before you get a chance to do the zrika. What does it mean? Omed le'ibud before you get a chance to do the zrika? It means it's not destroyed yet. U'b'shas machshava adayin lo avad. At the time that you had this machshava, it wasn't yet destroyed. How do you have such a case? What does it mean? It's omed to be destroyed, but it wasn't destroyed. Kigon shezarek chatichas basar v'chatichas emurim b'fi kelev u'b'fi kivshan. You throw a piece of basar or a piece of the emurim that to a dog or to a fire. It's not yet destroyed, but staying right where it is. The dog is either going to eat it or the fire is going to burn it. So it's omed li'ibud. V'adayin lo igia b'fi kelev b'fi kivshan. It hasn't yet been eaten by the dog. It hasn't yet been consumed by the fire. B'shas machshava, at the time that you're having that machshava. When we call makom idami le'el li'yatsa kule we still compare this to the case of Yatzakulo, meaning this is what we were saying, that that it's like Rabbi Akiva said, when it's Yatzakulo, when the whole thing goes is possibly Yotze, then a machshava. We thought Rabbi Yochanan originally said then then the zrika is not going to be mawil at all. So this is considered ki'ilu it's yatzakula, and that's why we asked that kasha. I mean, there are two. When we said Amalei Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan, the second to last line of Avon Beis tells us two deos, whether we're actually asking on the original statement of Rabbi Yochanan or just stam trying to analyze Rav Asi's overall opinion about that which is avud v'saruf. So tells us just trying to work it in according to both shitos. But either way, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that when we say that mechashrin al avud v'saruf, that a machsheves pigul is going to work on that which is nevad or nisraf, it doesn't mean that which is already nevad v'nisraf. It means that which is omed to be nevad v'nisraf. That which is omed to be destroyed or to be burned. The Keren Ora asks the Kasha, how could you have a machshava on a davar she'eno ba'olam? Meaning, according to the Havamim in the Gemara, that you're mechashrin al avod v'al saruf. And the Gemara had said, avod v'saruf is lo isinun ba'olam. And nevertheless, the machshava works. So ask the Keren Ora, how could you have a machshava davar shel olam? How's such a machshava chal? It should be absolutely meaningless if the item doesn't even exist. When I have a machshava, something in the, that's ba'olam, and I'm going to misuse it, so it makes sense. You can misuse something that exists, but a machshava and a davar shel olam, the whole concept doesn't seem to make sense. So Rav Yisrael Meltzer and Evan Azel in Psulei Mekdash in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph Oz Dalet writes that avud. When we say avud, he says a little bit shver, a little dochak. He says avud doesn't mean that it's einu ba'olam. It has to still be in the world. It's just einu lefanenu. By saruf, you have to say that meaning. So avud is ba'olam. What does avud mean? It's lost. When you lose something, it doesn't mean it's gone. It means you don't know where it is. So avud just means something that's lost. So it is ba'olam. So machshava on something that's avud certainly makes sense. What about saruf? Saruf is einu ba'olam. It's physically destroyed. No. So how could a machshava be effective on saruf? So he says you have to say that we're talking about where it's not totally burnt, but it would still be possible to eat it al yidei adchak. So, but you're not mechuyev to eat it because it's burnt enough that you wouldn't be mechuyev to eat it. That must be the case of saruf. Otherwise, the machshava would be worthless. That's how Rav Al Meltzer deals with it. Chazanish, however, Chazanish and Zvachim Simen Yates, Os Nun, Chazanish writes that from here you see Yisod in the Yisra of Pigel. That Pigel is that Ritzono Lishanos B'mishpatei HaKadusha, that your intention is to change the halachos of the Kedusha of this carbon. And therefore, even if your machshava has no chance of being fulfilled, it's irrelevant. That pigel has nothing to do with your ability to implement your plan. That's not what pigel is about. Pigel is not that when I have a machshava of achilu chutzas manu, it's ki'ilu I'm already being ochel chutzas manu. No, that's not what pigel is. Pigel is that I express an intent to alter the halachos of the kedusha of this karban. So even if the item is not ba'olam, it's irrelevant to the pigel status of the karban. I've expressed an intent to alter the kedusha of this karban, and that alone is enough to make it pigel. Fine. So we said that the Gemara's answer was that no, amud v'saruf, avud v'saruf doesn't mean that which is already lost, that which is already burnt. It means that which is omed to be avud, that which is omed to be nisraf. And Tosfos pointed out, like we said, that like the case where you threw it to the dog or to the pikivshan and still hasn't quite yet been consumed by the dog or the kivshan, that's the case of omed li'ibud or omed l'saruf. So the marcheshes. In the Chelek Aleph, Marcheshes just points out that you see from here that Rava's Shita is that we look at each item based on what it's destined to become, what's Masha Asu Lios L'Basof with that item, what's going to ultimately happen. And therefore, that which is Omid L'Ibud, Omid L'Srof, is considered Avud V'Sar, so much so that the language the Gemara used on the top was Mechashra La Avud V'Yala Sarif, even though we were dealing with something which is actually, physically, not avod and not sarv. So the Marcheshes makes a tzushtal, he compares this. He says there's a Gemara in Bava Kama Yudzayin and Beis where Rava, the same Rava, has a suffix about a tarnagoles that was darsa al kli velo shavarto. Tarnagoles stepped on a kli, trampled on a kli, and didn't break the kli that it stepped on, but the kli was then nisgalgel to somewhere else, and it broke from the movement, from the tarnagolas kicking it by stepping on it. So do we go basar meyikara and view it as if the tarnagolas broke the kli begufa, or maybe no, we go basar sofa and we view it as if it did not break it migufa, elami kocha, and we view it basar besof. So the Makhasha says, what do you mean? How could Rav have a suffix whether we view basar b'tchila or basar besof? Rav here says that we view everything as basar besof. We view where it's headed, what's ultimately going to happen to it. So it should be pashut that we view it as if the tarnagolas broke it begufa. It's a strange sushtal between halachas of nezikin and the halachas of is this yisod that Rava holds that we always view everything as over here. Machshavos are very critical, and then we're in the world of kachim. How you can make a dimyon between nezikin and kachim? I don't know. I'm not really sure. It doesn't seem like a perfect comparison to me. But okay, that's what the Marchesha says. Says Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rav Papa, lo amar, another qualification within Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva's yisod was that if you do a zrika when the basar was already pasul, because the basar was already yotze, that zrika is not going to take any effect in the world of mi'ila. Normally, a zrika on kachay kachim stops the it's motzi midei mi'ila. It's motzi the basar of the kachay kachim from mi'ila. Takes away the mi'ila of the kachay kachim. So Rabbi Kiva says that if you do a zrika if you do zrika on meat that has already been pasul anyway biyotze, so then that zrika, I'm sorry, does take effect, and you will not, it will no longer be subject to mila. The zrika is effective on some level. So now we're going to qualify Rabbi Akiva's shita again. So Amar Papa lo Amar Rabbi Akiva zrika moelis liyotze elo shiyatza basar. When does Rabbi Akiva say that zrika is going to work, even though there was a psul yotze? That's only if it was the basar that was yotze. Aval dam ain't zrika melts the yotze. But if it was the dam that was yotze, then the zrika is not going to work for a carbon that had a psul yotze. The mi'ila is not going to change. Tanya namiach, we have a brisa that says just like that. Shachat b'shtika v'yotza dam, afal pisha chazar v'zarka lo asa v'lo klum. If you shechted without any bad machshavos, did everything right, and then the dam was yotze, even though you go back and you zorek the dam, lo asa v'lo klum, that zrika sadam does not count as zrika sadam at all, and therefore b'kachay kachim mol in bo, by kachay kachim it's still subject to mi'ila, because normally zrika sadam is supposed to undo mi'ila by kachay kachim, and b'kachim kalim ain mol in bo, b'kachim kalim you'd still be ain mol in bo, because normally zrika makes kachim kalim into something that's subject to mi'ila, but not if the dam was yotze. If the dam was yotze, all bets are off. Fine, that's another qualification within Shita Rabbi Akiva. No ensuing discussion about that qualification. First qualification of Rabbi Akiva, we said, no, he only talks about where Yatzah Miktsas Basar, not where Yatzah Kala Basar led to a whole discussion. This, there's no further discussion. Rabbi Akiva made his point in the Mishnah, proving his point that the Zrika should work even though the basar is already pasul, based on the following dimyon. Rabbi Akiva said, "Amr Rabbi Akiva halamaza doma." Let's just remember what it actually said. He said "lamaza doma." He had said it's comparable to a case where you mafresh a carbon chatos, then you lose the animal, then you mafresh another carbon in its place. You find the first one. You have two carbon chatos in front of you. When you zorik the dam of one of them, when you zorik the dam of one of them, it patters the basar chaverta from mi'ila also. Just like it takes the zrikas hadam of the animal that you threw the dam of, the basar is no longer going to be subject to mi'ila, chatos is kachay kachim. So to the other animal that you were not zorik the dam, is going to be effective to take away the mi'ila. So Rabbi Akiva says, think about it. If a zrika could work to affect another animal's basar, kal v'chomer, it should work for its own basar, even if its basar was pasul b'yotze. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ki Amar Rabbi Akiva b'basachas, avol b'zeach ze lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. When does Rabbi Akiva say that the zrika of one is going to, of one of these karbanos chatos is going to affect the basar of the other one? That's only if it was bas achas. But if it was one after the other, if you were zorik the dam of one before doing anything to the other chatos, then the zrika of one does not affect the other. So what's the definition of the terms over here? So Tosos has the following suffix. If you look at Tosos, Amar Rabbi Akiva el Shashachat, Kolomar lo Amar Rabbi Akiva vehi chatos shavad, the zrika shal achzmi and poteres basa chaverta min amila el Shashachat shtein bebas achas. The only case where the zrika of the dam of one of these chatos is going to take the basar of the other one out of mi'ila is when you shechted them both bibasachas. So says us the yeshlus topic. Irat zlomer b'sakin arucha k'mashma'a afilu b'zachar zev v'karlo basachas d'kasha lizarek b'basachas. What does basachas mean? Does it mean that it mamish needs to be shechted literally at the same time? You put their necks right next to each other, you take one long knife and you shechted mamish b'basachas? Or maybe no. Maybe basachas just means that you have both bloods ready to go to be nizrak b'basachas. That you shechted both animals prior to being zorek either of the bloods, but shalob basachas would mean you zorek the blood prior to shechting the second animal. So that can't be prior to shechting. It has to be prior to the halacha sadama, the second animal. If it were prior to shechting, then it would be a chata shekipru ba'aleha. So Tosfos is not sure what basachas exactly means. But whatever it means, so the Gemara says, b'zeh arzeh lom Rabbi Akiva. That's a qualification in what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva's whole dimyon, his whole example of the two chataos is only true if they're both b'basachas, but not b'zeh arzeh. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, "Kshalachti lechaper lekfar Pani matzani zaken echad va'amrli." He said, "When I went to the village of Pani, I found a zaken echad who said to me, Omer hayu Rabbi Akiva, zrika melts liotze. Is it true that Rabbi Akiva says what he says in our Mishnah that the zrika is going to work even for basar that was yotze, for basar that was pasul biyotze, that the zrika is going to work to take it out of the world of Mi'ila?" So Amarti Lohain. So I said, yes, that's, Rabbi Akiva said exactly that, Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Akiva said exactly that. Ukshabasi v'rtsesi dvarim lefnei chaveri shaba Galil. And when I went and I told this to my chaverim in Galil, Amruli, halo pasul hu, heich maratz ala pasul. What do you mean? The whole thing is pasul. The basar is pasul if it was Yotze. How's this Riku going to be maratz for something that's pasul? Ukshiyatsasi v'rtsesi dvarim lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Amrle b'ni, yato omer kein. And when I went and reported this back to Rabbi Akiva, this conversation, that I reported over what he had said properly, and then people ask kashas. They ask kashas, what do you mean? How could a zrika work when the whole zrika is for basa that's pasul? So Rabbi Akiva got upset. He says, what, you don't agree with that? I mean, Tosfos explains, Amrle v'ata yato omer kein, bitmiya, klomer k'shata maratza lefnei divrei hazakein, k'meduma shata megamgim al dvarai. The way you're expressing it, it sounds like you think the kasha is a good kasha, that you're bothered by what I said. I'll give you an example where it's not a problem, meaning what I'm saying is not a problem. And over here he spells it out a little more than he does in the Mishnah, using the example of the two chatos, that a zrika can work for something that's possible. Va'avda, let's say you're mafresh carbon chatos, and then you lose the animal, v'hifresh acharis tachteo, and you doesn't get another animal in its place, v'acharkach nimtzis rishona, then you find the first animal, v'arishtein omdos, molin b'shtein. So now, if both animals are still alive, still right in front of you, so they're both still subject to mila, they're kachi kachim, it's before the zrika sadam, good, they're both subject to mila. Shachta an v'arei daman munach b'kosos, if you already shechted them and the blood is munach bekosos, the blood is sitting there in the cups and nothing, no zrika has yet been done, so you're mol b'shtein, you violate mila by both of them. Why? Because you haven't done zrika on any of them yet. Zrika is what's going to take them out of the parsha of mi'ila. Nizrak dam shalechad mehem! If you do a Zrikas Adam on one of them, aren't you Moda that just like the Zrikas Adam will work for the one whose dam you were Zorik to take it out of the Parsha of Mila, that it works for the other one as well? The same argument he makes in our Mishnah. Same Hitzel Basar Chaverta Minamiila. Afal pishu hu pasul dinu sheyatzel pesara. So if it's going to be able to be matzil the basar of the other one from Meila, even though the other one is pasul, why is the other one pasul? Because you already got your kapara with the first one, so the second one is pasul. It's a chatos that you don't need anymore. You already got your kapara with the first one. Nevertheless, even though the second one is pasul, the zrikas hadam of the blood of the first one is going to take the basar of the second one, which is pasul, and take it out of the world of Meila. So the zrika means something for that which is possible. So if it means something for that which is possible, which is a different animal, of course it's going to mean something for that which is possible in the same animal. That's Rabbi Akiva's point. It's the same exact point he makes in our Mishnah. So why do we quote the whole thing if it's the same exact point he makes in our Mishnah? Because look at how he expresses it. He says, "Varishtein omdos." Then he says, "Shachtan." You shecht them both. Varidaman munach bekosos. He dafka expressed his opinion only in a case where he shechted them both, bebasachas, where he shechted them both at the same time. So it's a raya to this understanding of Rabbi Akiva that this din of the chatas is only true when you shecht them both at the same time. But if you shecht them bezeach rezeh, then the zrikas hadam of one of them is not going to help the basar of the other one. But either way, Rabbi Akiva's point is made, meaning we're not questioning Rabbi Akiva's general point right now. We were just bringing this in to highlight the requirement of basachas. Some Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Oshia, Reish Lakish says in the name of Rav Oshia, Tshuva Genuva Yeshiva Rabbi Kiva Losa Talmud. Rabbi Kiva sort of gave somewhat of an incomplete or dishonest or not fully acceptable answer to that Talmud by using the example of the Chatos. Now, what about, that expression makes it sound like Rabbi Akiva has not effectively proven that when Basar is Yotze, that the Zrika is going to work for Me'ila on Basar that's Yotze and Basar that's Pasal. Says Tosos, Rabbi Akiva has effectively proven that. That's not what Tshuva Genuva means over here. Tosos on the bottom writes, Pirush Aluma Mechusa Kiyesh Lashvela V'loba Listara Tshuva Sheheish Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shimon Devada Yafa Yeshiva. No, Rabbi Akiva had a very good response to Rabbi Shimon. Ela Halashon Eino Miyushav Yafa. Now what we're questioning is the language he uses, the Nakat Bebasachas, that Rabbi Akiva makes it sound like, in the case of Chatos, the only reason of the two animals that are Chatos, the only reason the Zrika of the dam of one animal is going to work for the other animal is because you shechted them Bebasachas. That part is what we're questioning. Do you really need to have shechted them both Bebasachas? We're not questioning Rabbi Akiva's Raya that a Zrika on that which is puzzle should be effective. That's true. That's a good raya, that the zrika on that which is puzzle should be effective. We're just questioning the language that it needs to be bebasachas. That's the tshuva genuva. So how is that a tshuva genuva? So the Gemara explains. Bebasachas in bezeachar zeh lo. The implication is only if they're shechted bebasachas, but if they're shechted bezeachar zeh, then it wouldn't be effective. The kivan, the puzzle who, mali basachas, mali bezeachar zeh. But this is a kasha, because once it's puzzle anyway, what difference does it make if you shechted basachas? Second animal's puzzle. So what difference does it make if you shechted both of them basachas or you shechted them b'zeachar zeh? So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish v'atayiyat ha'omer kein. So Rabbi Yochanan says, how can you say that? Don't you agree to this idea that there's a difference between basachas and zeachar zeh? I'll give you an example where even you agree. Ilu hifrish shtei hashamos l'achrayos. Let's say you were mafrish two animals for your carbon asham l'achrayos. Why were you mafrish two animals? You only need one. In case you lose one, you want the second one to be available for you. So you're being extra cautious. V'shachat hashen, and you shecht both animals. V'kadam v'hele emurin shalach mehem kodem zrika. And you go and you bring the emurim of one of them prior to the zrika. Aren't you moda that if you brought the emurim of the one whose blood you end up not being zorik, that you have to take it down from the mizbeach because it turns out that wasn't your real asham? But if you hold that, it doesn't make a difference. It's all one guf. It's once you're going to say that the zrika works for a puzzle, both animals have the status of one guf. So I don't care if you shechtem bezachazer, you shechtem basachas. Shouldn't matter. We view it all as one big animal. Then amayim alu yardu. Then why by the karban asham do you say you have to take off the emurin of the animal's dam you weren't zorik? What do you mean? It's all one guf. It's like one big animal. It should just be like a murim that are put on the mizbech before the zrika sadam, but it's the right animal is just put on before the zrika sadam, where it becomes a lach moshal mizbech. You're allowed to leave it on the mizbech if you're really right that it becomes like one guf. Elamai, what do you see? That it's not like one guf, that they're considered two different animals, and you put the wrong emurim on the mizbech, and if you put the wrong emurim on the mizbech, they need to come down. So too over here, if you were not shochet bebasachas, the zrika sadam that you do on animal one doesn't help animal two. They're not considered like guf echad. So ishtik, so Reish Lakish had nothing to respond. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, a little bit of gloating. Rabbi Yochanan says, katzatztinun l'ragloi diyanuka. I really cut off the legs of that child. Normally something one wouldn't brag about, cutting off the legs of a child, but over here it's a melitza. He's saying, Reish Lakish was apparently younger than him, so the old man still got it. I was able to reject Reish Lakish. Okay, not sure what the point of that line is. Says the Mishnah. So in the last mission we discussed that Zrika is effective in the world of Me'ila, which is our primary topic, obviously, but Zrika also changes other halachos as well. If a person eats pigel, nosar, tameh, he's not going to be chayiv kares unless Zrika was already done. Zrika makes those halachos take effect. So now we're going to discuss how that plays out, how the metzius works out, what zrika really does in all these areas of halacha. So maisa damim, which is code word for zrika, bekatche kachim lahakal lahachmir. Doing zrika on kache kachim both serves as a kula and a chumra, meaning it makes certain halachas more lenient, certain halachas more stringent. Ubekachim kalim kula lahachmir. But when you do zrika on kachim kalim, it's all the chumra. It only makes chumras. Ketzad, how does this play out? Kache kachim lufnei zrikas damim, malin be murein ubebasa. Kache kachim before the zrika are subject to mi'ila on all parts, on the emurim and the basar. Right? So everything is subject to mi'ila. La'achar zrikas damim, once you do the zrikas adam, so this is the uniqueness of what zrika does to kache kachim, is that malin be murein, the mi'ila is still there for the emurim, but vein malin bebasar. It takes away the iser mi'ila from the basar. So that right there is a kula. The fact that this mi'ila goes away with the zrika is a kula. V'alze chayiv mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. But both the emurim and the basar, when you do the zrika, now become subject to the iser kares of pigul nosar v'tamei. That right there is a chumra. That when you do the zrika, all of a sudden now there's a chayiv kares for pigul nosar v'tamei. Nimtza maisa dam b'kache kachim lahakel ulahachmir. So there you have it. You have a kula in that it takes away the iser mi'ila from the basar, and you have a chumra in that zrika creates the iser kares of pigul nosar v'tamei. Or b'kachem kalim kulun lahachmir, but b'kachem kalim it only has effects l'chumra. Ketzad kachem kalim lufnei zrikas dam min mal lo be'murim lo be'basar. Kachem kalim before the zrika, there's no mi'ila whatsoever. Lachas zrikas dam mal lim be'murim mal lim be'basar. Once you do the zrika, now there is mi'ila on the emurin. So created mi'ila alzev yalzech chayiv lof mishum pikul nosar v'tamei, and it creates the problem of pikul the chayiv karis of pikul nosar v'tamei. So it's all the chumra. Nimtza ma'isadam b'kachem kalim kulam lahachmir. So it turns out by kachem kalim doing the zrika only creates chumras. Katani ein malin b'basar. So what do we say that once you do the zrika, that basar kachem kachem, there's no longer mi'ila on that basar kachem kachem prior to zrika is subject to mi'ila. Once you do the zrika, it takes away the isra mi'ila. Sounds like when we say that in mo'alin, remember one of the first things we said in this masechta is that mo'alin implies midah oraisa, or in mo'alin is midah oraisa. When we want to talk about midrabban, we would say nen in rein nehenim. So when we say in mo'alin, it sounds like we're saying, yeah, once you do the zrika, there's no longer a chiv da oraisa of mi'ila on the basar. Makes it sound like that there's still some derabbanon, some isr hana'a midrabbanon on the basar after you do the zrika on kache kachim. Mi'ilu hu deleka ha'isura ika. That implies that there is some sort of isr. But what's the halacha? You do the zrika, what happens to the basar of the kache kachim, the basar of the karban chatas? Kohanim now eat it. So what do you mean mi'ila? They're supposed to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. What do you mean that it's going to be an Isser Hana'a? How can we say it's just not Mi'ila, implying that there's still an Isser Hana'a? Says Malo Kasha, Mishum de Nasav Reisha Malin, Nasav Seifa Ein Malin. Now, since the Reisha said that prior to the Zrika, it's Mo'alin, so the Seifa says that after the Zrika, it's Ein Mo'alin. But it doesn't mean that there's an Isser Hana'a. In Okhinabi, there's no Isser Hana'a, Adraba. We want the Kohanim to eat it. Ema Seifa, now let's move on to the second half of the Mishnah when we discuss Kachem Kalim. But Kachem Kalim, Kulu Lahachmir, we said by Kachem Kalim, Zrika only creates Chumras. Ketzad, Basar Kachem Kalim, Fnei Zrika's Damim, Ein Molin Behen. The Basar of Kachem Kalim, prior to the Zrika, there's no Mi'ila, Ube Emurehen, and there's no Mi'ila on the Emurim either. Ve'in Chayim, Melem, Shum Pigal Nosar V'tamei, and there's no Chayim of Pigal Nosar V'tamei. This spells it out much more than it did in the Mishnah. La'achar Zrika's Damim, after the Zrika's Dam on Kachem Kalim, then all of a sudden, Molin Behen, Murayhen, the Ein Molin Babasar, then there is Mi'ila on the Emurim, and there's no Mi'ila on the Basar. Whoa, no Mi'ila on the Basar sounds like Mi'ila Hudaleka Hayisura Ika. Sounds like there's no Mi'ila on the Basar of Kachem Kalim after the Zrika, but it's still Asar Ba'ana. Vamai, what happens to the Basar of Kachem Kalim after the Zrika? The Bailim are supposed to eat it. Forget about Kohanim. Anybody's allowed to eat it. So Hamamona de Bailim hu. Wait a second, this belongs to the Bailim. They're supposed to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat. How can you say that it's going to be an Isser, it's going to be an Isser Hana? So I'm Rabbi Chanina, Liyotzin Rabbi Akiva. Now we must be talking about basar that was already pasul biyotze. So, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that even though the basar was pasul biyotze, the zrika is going to affect the mi'ila. The zrika will take away the iser mi'ila from the animal, but even though the basar was pasul biyotze, kiyam Rabbi Akiva zrika mo'eles liyotze l'sreifa, that when do we say that Rabbi Akiva will hold the zrika is going to be mo'il? That's in regard to the halacha of sreifa, which Tosus explains means that you need ibud surah before the sreifa. You have to let it get bad. But the zrika is not actually going to allow it to be eaten. It was already possible. It was possible to yotze. So the zrika is not going to help to that extent. extent allowed to be eaten? Tosfos does note that we don't give the same answer to both questions. That the second kasha we could have also just said agav the resha. We learn a lot. We say a lashon of mal and vein mal, and just like we said in the previous part, Tosfos gives a teretz why that's not shaykh to say when we're talking about kachim kalim, even though it is shaykh to say when we're talking about kachim kachim. Okay, Hashem tomorrow we'll start the second parak of Mi'ilah.